This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Yes, cards. Well, how do you describe cards? He's just the loveliest man. And when we first arrived here at Fab FM and we're meeting the people around the place, one of the first people to come up and shake our hands and say welcome to the railway station and welcome to the Douglas Shire, welcome to Port Douglas, was Cards. Cards has been amazing. He's a much loved member of the Ballyhooly train family here, and today it is his very last day. Now, he's not leaving Port Douglas, he's not leaving the Shire at all. He is going to just go on to something else and do a few other things in his life that he wants to do, you know, have another adventure. But he leaves today, so we're all just a little bit sad today. Now, let's have a chat to Cards, and we'll start off by having a listen to what Cards says to the customers, the people who are on board the train, because he wants to keep them safe. And that's something that Cards has always been big on, is safety with the train, as it should be. And he talks to the children and he talks to the adults and tells them what not to do and what to do when you take that wonderful train ride. Here he is.
Don't stick your arms, your legs or your head outside of the train. We go close to some trees and a fence line and some signs, and I really don't want any amputations today, okay? Too much pain for you and too much paperwork for me, so let's keep everything in the train and relax and enjoy the ride, okay?
I'm going to actually semi-retire from the Ballyhooly after four of the most wonderful seasons. It's probably been the greatest experience of my life working on the Ballyhooly, but Cards is going to finish with the Ballyhooly.
What have you got out of this, and what's been the thing that's kept you going for four seasons?
I spent 35 years in mining before I came here, managing people, okay? And it's always been something I've really loved. So to come and do this job, I'm not actually managing people, I'm just meeting people. And it's been, I have met the most wonderful people on that train every day I come to work. It's been a pleasure to actually come to work. But then you say goodbye to them, so I don't see them again. So I don't have to actually manage their lives, so to speak, but I get to meet some wonderful people.
You do, don't you? And so many, and children too. I know you're very good with the kids.
I love the kids. I love taking photos. I love the fact that these people are all going to leave the train with a wonderful memory, take those photos and go all over the world and show those photos. So when I take my selfie on their phone, they get to show my photo to people all over the world, so it's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, it's such a surprise for some people. They think, well, they can never get close to that engine, yeah, and yet they're up there, photos with them. Yeah. Isn't it fantastic?
I love doing that because it's part of it, you know. If you get a chance to sit in the locomotive, it's the biggest thrill for a child, and they're never going to forget it. I've got parents that contact me now and say, my child won't stop talking about that locomotive and what you did. So it's some really good stuff to do, eh? Really, really.
So why are you finishing up?
Well, because the Ballyhooly slowed down quite a bit and I just can't find enough to do. So I need a job that's going to give me a few days. I don't want to work full time, I'll be honest with you. But I'm like everyone, I want to work a few days a week to keep occupied. I like to ride my motorbike, be Harley one day, play golf, go fishing, spend time with my wife. But I need more than that to be able to do it. And unfortunately, the Ballyhooly can't offer me that. So it's not for any other reason than the fact I need something else to do. So otherwise, I'd stay here. But the Ballyhooly is slowing down. Like a lot of businesses in Port Douglas are a little bit at the moment. But so they're not going to run through that wet season, but I want to work through the wet season. So I'm going to try something different.
So how will it be when you see the train and you're not actually part of that anymore? It's going to be a little bit sad?
Oh, extremely sad. You know, it's been such a wonderful experience. And, I'm one of these, I can't not put my heart and soul into it, and that's what I've done. You know, it's not about me making anything out of the train except lots of friends. You know, John owns the train, but I love looking after people. And I must admit, it's my favourite part of the job is the people, not so much the train, the people. And if you can make their day wonderful, what a wonderful experience.
Well, talk about a couple of people you've worked with. Tell us about some of the crew. And it's, you guys seem, there never seems to be an argument there. You all seem to get on. It's a fun thing to do.
And we've been blessed all the way along in four seasons. that we've had a wonderful crew every year. And, you know, the guys now, Daryl on the steam train with Peter. Daryl's quite a... the only thing wrong with Daryl is a Collingwood supporter, unfortunately. Hasn't had a very good week, okay? But he, and then the other side is we've got Donnie, who's a very good friend and does a great job on the train. And unfortunately, he's a Richmond supporter, so he might be happy this week. But great characters. And then on the desk, you know, I've been lucky enough to work with my wife, Charlene, on the desk. And we've had Cecilia, and now we've got Midge. We've had some wonderful people come through. And of course, at the end of the day, the man that drives the whole process in John...
John Morris.
Yeah, he's a wonderful character, okay? And
John Morris is the most supportive person. You would know that. He supports everything and anything that boosts Port Douglas or the Douglas Shire, Mossman, Daintree. It doesn't matter, as long as it supports it and makes it better. And John Morris is the most amazing man and supportive man.
Absolutely, and such a lovely fellow to go with it, eh? It's one of my privileges to meet John Morris and actually work for him. He's so keen to keep this train running that, you know, at times he would take a loss for the train, okay? But it's very hard to keep doing that. Now, his intention is to keep the train going in some form, but he is that passionate about this train. It's his life, you know. He basically created this at the end of the day. It was part of its creation and everything else. So he'll do his utmost to make sure the train keeps running. It just may not run as regular, that's all. So,
well, he's the father of tourism in this place, and he truly can be called the father of tourism. When he arrived with his family many moons ago, and he said, one day this will be a tourism mecca. Yep. Even the family, Wendy has told me this, Wendy Morris has told me this. We laughed at Dad, but he had the last laugh.
That's why they call him Mr. Port Douglas.
Yeah.
And rightly so. And I walk away from this with nothing else. I've met some wonderful people. I don't feel I work for John. He actually turned out to be a very good friend and supportive, and he was never like my boss. He was just someone that talked to me and actually guided me a little bit about a lot of things. So it's been a pleasure from the top to the bottom. And I loved every moment of it.
Well, congratulations. Go on to something terrific, and we'll miss you here at the Ballyhooly Railway Station.
I appreciate that, mate. Hey, it's been great to have you around, eh?
Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you, Cards. There you go. Good luck, mate.
Good on you, mate. Cheers,
mate. This lady, I mean, how special is she?
Charlene?
Yeah.
She's lucky she married me, eh? She...
What do you think about him leaving? He's going to miss this train.
I know, and the train's going to miss him, I'm sure. I know that I'm meant to be biased, but I think he's just fantastic on that train. Lots of personality, lots of customer service, and I think we'll sorely miss that at Ballyhooly.
Okay. Well, he's an amazing man, and all of these guys that work on the train are amazing. But Cards, he is just kind of part of the train, but no longer from today. This is the last day he will work on the Ballyhooly train today. And we wish him all the best from Fab FM, and all of the listeners I know will send off cards with a big congratulations and best of luck for the future.